One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We landed, and then the pilot made an announcement. And Alex Apolinov, Alexa Vulovich, get off the plane. We got off, and there was like three or four cops waiting for us.
Thank you to James, of course, for coming out.
Yeah, there you go.
Babe!
You can do
this
that.
This is so fucking scary here. Holy shit!
The concussions are not nice. You'll see stars. A little bit like this, actually. So if you...
What the fuck?
Yeah, like that.
Are you Schlatt now? What is this? Is this a running gag?
I did a thing. An Australian YouTuber known for his dangerous experiments, life-threatening adventures, and borderline illegal inventions. He continues to one-up himself despite each video becoming more and more risky. Will he ever slow down, or will he continue to put his life on the line for views? I'm Anthony Padilla, and I spent a day with I Did A Thing to find out.
Hello, Alex.
How's it going?
I did a thing. Turns out you did many things.
Many, many things.
You've done many things.
I have.
Many dangerous things.
Yep.
I have a little compilation here that we'll watch to see how many little dangerous things you did.
And at first, I had no idea what happened. But after watching the slow motion, you can see that the pool stick chops the white ball in half.
Of course. Or
it's all just gun-related. It's all like just...
Just little explosives inside the pool stick.
It is literally just...
Is this blowing up children?
Yep. Yep.
So do not try this at home.
Oh, at least you say don't try this at home. Is this a skip it with the machete?
Yeah, skipping with the machete.
And barefoot, too. Did it ever nick you?
A little bit, but it wasn't that bad. And I think, compared to the other ones where it's like the risk was being shot in the head, this shouldn't even be on the list. This one was probably actually pretty bad when I was...
Oh, because the power washer could wash your skin off.
Yeah, because I was doing it next to my feet.
Yeah. You know you could wear shoes.
No, because my angle is, I've done it now. I've established that image. I can't break
the
illusion.
It's part of the brand.
It's part of the brand.
Those are literally so dangerous that you can't get them near flesh at all.
No, they would go through my feet.
Is this a homemade flamethrower?
Yeah. But it's just a gas bottle. It's just a gas lamp that I turned into a flamethrower. It's not really anything.
That could come up and explode on you. Anyway.
Yeah,
it looks like the flame keeps trying to climb back.
Well, it would get my hand. That was really fun.
No!
And I'm not actually that worried, as I figure as long as I keep up with the speed of the belt, it shouldn't actually grind away my feet. If anything, I'll get more grip and potentially set a new world record.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this hasn't been done before.
No. And the thing was, it was just very grippy.
Yeah?
It was helpful to run on.
But was there that fear that you're going to trip and grind your knees off?
No, because I think I know how to run.
Okay.
I've run before.
That's true. Oh, look, you're fighting the odd ones up.
Yep.
Nice.
I felt a bit bad in this because it was like, I hyped up the fight a lot and then it was over pretty quickly and I was like, I shouldn't have gone so hard in the marketing.
So you do a few dangerous things.
Yep.
And you said that part of your brand is going barefoot, doing skip it with the machete with your bare feet, for example, power washers that could destroy your flesh, sandpaper that could completely destroy your legs. Do you feel like you're just continuing to do bigger and bigger things? Like, is there a limit to this? I feel like that's part of YouTube now, right? It's like you have to keep one-upping yourself to make people happy.
No, I think I definitely do. Like, it started with a process of me
just being genuinely interested in like learning things.
Yeah.
But then I think when I got like my first big hit of doing something dangerous, it was all gone from there.
The dopamine was just too much.
Well, yeah. And I was like, well, now I got to keep doing this. And then it's like, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot because I like, I do seek out risk. So it's kind of like, it's in a way, it's a way to get that like, you know, adrenaline rush and also just make a video that's going to perform well at the same time.
Yeah. Are you thinking about the thumbnail and title going into making the video? You're like, oh, it has to look extremely dangerous.
I think 90% of the time, yes.
Yeah.
There are some times, rarely, where I'm just like, I'm going to do something that I actually enjoy, which is like, you know, I'm interested in spearfishing. I'll make a spearfishing video. But then most of the time, it's like, how can I do something fucked up?
So sometimes you're not even interested in the content. You're just like, this is going to get views?
No, I'm always interested in, like, I usually pick something like my last video, I made a shoe with, like, essentially a gun on the bottom of it to kick a soccer ball really hard. And that was mostly because I wanted to get a milling machine. And I was like, I know I can use a milling machine in this project. I'll get something, learn a new skill, learn it really badly. The fucked thing about YouTube is it's like, obviously I learn that skill, then the video is done in a month, then I'm like, okay, on to the next thing, you know?
But all skill is transferable in some way, right?
Yeah. I think overall I have gotten better from doing these dangerous YouTube stunts, which is kind of nice. Like, yeah.
Do you feel like you really lean into that risk? Like,
yes.
Is it the adrenaline of doing something risky?
Oh, I think it's a bit of both. I think it's a bit of like, the more dangerous something is, the more exciting the outcome could be. And then towing that line on YouTube where it's like, you know, too risky, demonetized, but like that perfect level of like, is like just before, because viewers are more interested in it, because everyone wants to watch someone potentially get hurt. And then it usually means as well, the thing I'm making is more fun because it's like dangerous.
Do you know what that line is? Like, do you know when you're about to pass it?
I think some of them I've definitely passed. I did one recently where I put a device on front of a car, which is meant to catch pedestrians, which sounds safe. But the bad thing about that was I didn't weld it very properly. And then when I did drive it into a dummy, the metal arms snapped off, came underneath the car. And I was doing like 50 Ks an hour and they completely ripped through the frame, broke the transmission, but they could have easily hit the concrete and gone up and just pierced me in the driver's seat.
And these aren't even, are these things that you're even considering while you're
I did not consider that at all.
I feel like it's the opposite of the things that you did prepare for, right?
Yeah, like it's like with the stuff with guns, where it's like making something that's like a firearm, I'm like, okay, I won't use it in the same room. But yeah, I think the most dangerous things are the ones where I don't expect the risk and then something goes wrong.
You've also gotten some criticism saying like, you shouldn't be putting this content out there on a website that's accessible by children because this will encourage children to do these kind of things, take these kinds of risks. I feel like people have been saying that forever with any kind of media, right?
Yeah.
Is that in the back of your head like, oh, children might try this?
A little bit. I think though, because when I was a kid, I was doing all this dumb stuff. I'm like, I'm not in a position to tell kids not to do it. Also, survival of the fittest, you know? The best kid will then survive and go on to be an engineer.
Right, right. All your old friends that were with you that passed didn't get to pass on their horrible genes.
No, they created me.
Yeah.
And then I'm the strongest, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feel like you were responsible enough as a kid to know the line?
Like? Yeah, but I think there's some things like kids definitely shouldn't muck around with, like microwave transformers are like a common one that kill kids, especially because it's like you see videos online of, you know, them making arcs, and then it's like all you have to do is take apart a microwave, and it's like if you touch it, you just die. That for me is kind of the line, but then I say that, but there's so many other things I do that I'm like, you know, if something goes wrong there.
Yeah, I think that you mentioned to me electricity is the one thing you don't fuck with.
Mostly because I don't understand it.
Okay, like, yeah.
Not that I understand the other things, I just think I'm like, gun, things move in a straight line.
Yeah.
Stay away from that.
Yeah.
You know, machete fan, I'm like, okay, if things fly off, you can kind of guess where it is. Electricity, I'm like, no,
you don't
idea.
Know where it's going.
I don't know where it's going. I don't know why it's doing that. You know, it's like, I'm not smart enough to play around with it.
Yeah, so do you feel like you're just going to constantly feel this need to one-up, to one-up, to one-up yourself? Because I feel like every video is expanding on the previous one in some way.
Yeah, I think no and yes. I think yes, short-term, the videos I have in mind are all like bad.
You're shooting one tomorrow where you're setting people on fire.
Yeah. Somehow I've got Hassan, Ludwig, Michael Reeves, Connor, and my mate to all set themselves on fire, like completely on fire, like head to toe.
In a protective suit?
In a protective suit, but the thing that's going to be lighting us on fire is still like a flamethrower that me and Michael Reeves made.
Yeah, and are you in the suit as well?
I'm in the suit as well.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, it feels like it's not that dangerous because it's like they're Hollywood you know, safety guys. So right. Surely it should be all right, but it's still scary.
And you still feel the heat, right?
You still feel the heat. You can't breathe.
Have you ever done this before?
I've never done it before. I mean, who's been set on fire? I don't know anyone.
Like, it's going to be insane if someone gets burned alive and we have to not release this video because of that.
No, I think you'll just have a better video then.
Okay, yeah, you think you'll get more views?
Yeah, you'll get way more views.
So man who set Hassan on fire interviewed.
Yep, that was
the day before.
The day before he does it.
Yeah.
Exactly. The other one I have coming up for the end of the month is I've got this laser that's 2,000 watts and it can cut through steel like this thick.
Holy shit, where do you get a laser like that?
I just got sent it from a company for free. They were like, do you want this? And I was like, sure.
Because you're like known as the guy that does dangerous shit?
Yeah, well, it's originally meant to for welding. So like, but you can just use it to cut stuff. But my idea is I get like essentially, you know, like a disco ball with mirrors on it.
Oh.
Then I fill a room full of balloons and then shoot it into the disco ball while it's spinning and see if you can like blind like a stadium full of people in like a second.
And would it pop the balloons?
Oh, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah.
Holy shit. That's fun.
It's going to be fun. But that's another video where I'm like, I can't be in the room for this.
What is the closest, like what is the most dangerous thing you've done? Was it the car one?
I really don't know. In the last video I did with the soccer boot gun, I had it where I made a rule where I was like, when I load it, just don't touch it. Mm-hmm. And I had been doing this for like 2 weeks and I had done it, like loaded it like 20 to 30 times. So I was getting really comfortable with it. Then one of the times I was trying to see what it would do to a shin bone. So I had like a cow leg bone and I put the boot on that just to see if the recoil would snap the leg bone. I put that in a vise, but like the bone, it was really slippery. So I put it in and then I was trying to adjust the vise and it slipped out of the vise, smashed the concrete floor right next to me, went off, completely like deafened me, hit the floor and then shot back into my knee and my knee was bleeding. But I was like, if that had gone, hadn't pointed down, if that had just gone into my head, that would have been bad.
So is that stuff like, is that making you think twice now? Or are you like...
Well, now I know not to do that. Not to put a cow leg
So you have to learn the hard way with each and every...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, okay, don't touch the hot stove. Okay, don't shoot a...
Don't point a gun at your head. That kind of stuff.
You got to learn the hard way with some of these
It is hard
things.
To know that. You know, you can't predict what's going to happen.
Is there a ceiling that you hit where you slow down or you stop? Because how often are you releasing videos now?
Just once a month. Which is not that bad.
It's not that bad because it's a long video.
Yep.
I'm sure there's a lot of watch time because when things are dangerous, people watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, if you did more frequently than that, I feel like it would be difficult to one-up yourself every time.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it's the once a month is perfect because it's like you get a bit of the hype of people wanting the video. And also the things, like I'm not amazing at making things, so it does take me a very long time to make these things and I don't think I could release more than that.
You want to slow down potentially.
Yeah.
When?
I don't know, but I kind of want to do stuff where I'm like, you know, moving more into like the traditional DIY space, maybe just making, like I want to buy a farm and just be like, making a chicken coop. Obviously not going to get any views, but like, I hope that like the audience likes me enough that, you know, you can be like, you'll probably you won't get like a viral hit, you know, but you could still have millions of people that hang around. Mm-hmm. And watch you just because they like you because, I don't know, your commentary or your humor, stuff like that.
Do you think you could step in that direction, though, after being where you are now? Just because I feel like, you know, myself, I had for so many years was part of the biggest channel on YouTube for so long. And I feel like it was really hard for me to take a step back and feel like I could do anything else.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's that period of time where you just have to accept that it's not going to get the views, which for most of my career was the only deciding factor in how successful something was.
Yeah.
You know, like, are you prepared to take the step of doing something that's not necessarily as successful with views?
I don't know yet, but I feel like, you know, I want to try in the future. And I think that even though, you know, that audience may not like it as much, eventually maybe you'll build up a new audience that starts to like that. And it's like, you know, it's like you went, from doing comedy to... comedy skits to doing a podcast, interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like doing stuff where you're still making things that are like not as dangerous,
not
as big as of a jump.
That's true.
But still, it is something to be like, I'm not going to have those massive viral hits, but it's like...
There's that dopamine hit that you get though. You know, it's like you have to prepare yourself to not get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means you get it from somewhere else or, you know, if you do less things that require that dopamine hit. Yeah. I don't know, but it is a drug. in my work.
Yeah, it definitely is. But I've already in the past year and a half have just been like, I'm not going to look at it.
Really?
Like when I release a video, I'm like, I will purposely, when I know I'm releasing, try to do something. So I'll be like, I'm going to release it when I'm camping.
Yeah.
Because then I'll be away for 3 days. It'll upload. And like, I'll have a quick glance in the morning to see if it's been demonetized or not. But then I'm like, no, I'm just going to leave it. It's so much nicer to be like, no, it was still an all right video.
Yeah.
It still got 2 or 3 million views in a day. That's fine.
Like, which is still, yeah, that's crazy.
It's still a lot. And it's like, yeah, so it's.
But like, the ranking system, of course, sets you up to compete with yourself.
Yes, exactly.
So the ceiling gets higher and higher and higher.
Yeah.
And that's why you see people making crazier and crazier videos.
Yeah. And especially comparing myself to the other engineers on YouTube, I can't compete. Like, there are people that are, you know, they've been doing it for 20 years. All are just amazing.
Right.
So it's like, I can never play the game of being like, what I'm going to make is the best.
It's the most dangerous.
It's the most dangerous. That's it.
That's your niche.
That's my niche. Dangerous. But then I try to disguise the fact that I'm not good at making things by just making jokes.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting that you're in this place where you're doing more and more dangerous and crazy videos. While I went the opposite, I'm doing less and less crazy, the most easy. If I'm sitting, I'm good.
That's what you're
sitting
happy with.
My shoes are on. I don't have dangerous blades spinning around my feet.
That is nice.
I'm surprised you got your shoes on. Part of your brand is having your grippers out getting attacked with blades.
No, but like people in LA especially hate it.
I think people just online usually hate it. Your fans are usually into it though.
They're into it, but they think it's a gimmick, which is really funny because in Australia it's not a thing.
It's like normal to be barefoot.
It's very normal.
No, every time I take my shoes off in a video, people are like, wiki feet, wiki feet. I'm like, bro. Anyway, do you have a good wiki feet score?
I don't actually know my score, but I presume there's a lot of pictures. Or the fact that I have my shoes off always means that people don't even bother to
take photos because it's so normal.
Be like taking, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, let's look right now. I feel like it's important.
Okay, this is actually very interesting.
They split the site up into two sites now. Now there's a men wiki feet. You have to go to a different site now and learn. Oh, nothing for a did a thing.
What?
Would they put your real name?
Yeah, maybe. That one there, Apollonov.
Oh. you got a very good score, actually.
That's a very good score.
You got a 4.94.
With 79 votes, though. That's not many. But I have to know yours now.
Okay, all right. I think that mine went down after I got a foot tattoo. 4.87!
Wait, what was mine? 4.85.
4.94.
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm going to have to hand it to the victor.
Thank you.
In the room.
Thank you.
This is what I do with everyone I meet. I say, what's your wiki score? What's your wiki feed score? If it's higher than mine, I respect you. If it's not,
yeah,
I won't even talk to
you. No, the same with me. I don't understand it, though. Like, any obsession with feet?
Oh, me neither. I'm like, I don't even want to bother.
No, I don't want to think about it.
I don't know. Let's move on. Let's move on. So you fought the odd ones out.
I did.
The odd ones out, whenever I have him on this channel, he out of nowhere tells me that he wants to fight me.
I absolutely would love to get in the ring and punch you, Anthony.
He's got the itch.
He's got the itch to fight me and punch me when he's the one with the punchable face.
He is.
You fought him.
Yep.
Here, can you confirm this quote? I saw this quote and it sounds like it might be you saying it, but I don't know.
Yes, what was it?
Yo, dog, I knocked his fucking ass down so quick, laid his ass to sleep, crushed his head like an aluminium can, bitch. Was that definitely me? That was you?
No, that wasn't you. The thing is, I thought there was no reason to talk shit at all because I was like, well, I've already punched him in the face. What would be the point, you know? I was like, you see that all the time with boxers where I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, why, especially after they beat someone up, they cheer. I'm like, you've just given a man brain damage.
Yeah.
He's lying on the floor unconscious and you're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's just, I'm like, that's a bit strange. And like, I don't think you should be a boxer if you do that. Like, I think it was a bit of an unfair fight, mainly just because of the height difference. I think, I mean, good on James for like being that confident to do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But
have.
I think if someone was like, I'm 6'4", if someone was like, fight someone that's 6'7", I'd be like, no.
Because is James 6 foot?
I think he's 6 foot and I'm 6'4".
It's
a big difference. And especially in amateur boxing when we're like, we're all shit. The length is like the biggest thing to like, you know, make you better.
Yeah.
You can just punch him before they can punch you. But in saying that, James, I saw him recently. He's looking pretty fucking jacked and like he wants it.
Are you going to fight him again?
I don't think he'd want to fight me again. Also, I don't know if I want to do boxing again.
Yeah, was that crazy? The training and everything?
The training was the worst part because there were a lot of concussions in that. There was
for
a lot
you?
Of, for me. There was a lot of, because I went to a gym kind of in Western Sydney, which was a bit rough. My coach definitely had dementia. And he was
from
like...
From all of the concussions?
All the concussions. He didn't know the word for water. He just forgot the word. He
thought it was water?
He was always like,
water.
He was always
like, what is that word, bro?
That's how I say it as well. That's just, like,
you
I understand
still don't get, you don't get it.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this fucking language? No, it'd always be like, make sure you drink that, what's that?
No.
What's that? Just there. And I was like, water? He's like, yeah.
No.
Yeah. And they would always call me John. Always John. He called everyone in the gym John. But his idea of training was like you get in with the biggest guy in the gym, and because I'm 6'4",
yeah.
Every other 6'4" guy was like fucking 250 pounds. So it was me getting my shit just rocked for 6 months. Yeah. And then fighting James was the first time I stepped in the ring with someone smaller than me.
So I guess you're over-prepared.
I was over-prepared, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the clip. Let's just take a look. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
You seen this before?
I've watched it.
Oh, he's taking hits.
He's taking a lot of hits.
Oh, did he get you?
I missed my hook, and then I was like, I don't know what to do now, so I swung around.
Oh, dude, you hit him so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Dude, he is like... He's... Oh, shit. He's almost... Like, he almost called it.
Well, I was confused why the ref didn't stop it there, because I thought...
You're like, come on, call it.
Yeah, because he looked kind of dizzy, and I was like, now I have to punch a, you know, it's like just punching a drunk guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, there's no way he's going to punch me back in a way that's significant at this point. It looks like you're just doing it to have it be called at this point.
Well, what I should have done is gone for a body shot, like really, like, because I was like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like.
He did get me pretty good, though. He did one body shot to me, which hurt. A little bit.
A little bit, though, like compared to what he took, though?
No, I remember being pissed off, though. I was really annoyed because I was like...
That they made you keep fighting?
Yeah, because when I'd done the fights before, it was like when I did manage to sneak in a punch and do it, I was like, fuck, that was such an accomplishment because it was me getting beaten up the whole time. And that was the first time I was like, okay, you just have to keep punching this guy in the head.
Yeah.
Just keep punching.
And you're not taking too much.
I wasn't taking too much. And I was like, he looks like he's hurt.
Yeah.
And now I thought the fight should have been stopped. And I was like, now... I was like, it just started to feel bad.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So I don't know if I'll do it again. I like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I won't fight in general. Well, I might fight James.
You would fight James?
He's the only person I would.
Yeah.
Just because, okay. Look, he wants it.
He wants it. You're a fit guy as well. I feel
he wants it.
He wants it.
Do you think you could teach me how to... Just get one clean punch on him?
I think I could teach you specifically on Odd Ones Out.
Yeah.
There's a little trick to it.
Yeah, teach me right now. We got him here.
You got James here?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Bring him out.
You and me. For a moment, I was like, maybe they actually have James. And he's going to be, I haven't boxed in a year, and he's going to come in and just be like, ready?
You know that instant confidence?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
It's boost you get from wearing an outfit that makes you look really good. That's what I get with Stitch Fix. Easily upgrade your wardrobe this year with a professional stylist that helps you find new on-trend favorites that will work for you. I just give my stylist my size, style, and budget preferences. I order boxes when I want and how I want. No subscription required. And I send 5 just for me pieces, plus outfit recommendations and pro styling advice. I keep what works and send back the rest. My stylist always sends just right pieces and the fit is always on point. It's like they have style ESP. I don't know how they do it, but they just get me. Stitch Fix makes it all so easy. I don't like to shop and they save me that time and effort. Plus, I get outfits that make me look and feel really good. And if you don't love something, just send it back. Shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. Style that makes you feel as good as you look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/Padilla and get $20 off your first fix. That's stitchfix.com/Padilla for $20 off. stitchfix.com/Padilla. Must redeem within 7 days of sign up. So, yeah, thank you to James, of course, for coming out for this bit.
Yep.
He really wants...
He looks really happy to be here.
He's really happy to be here. Have you seen his face?
Yeah, he's just ecstatic.
Yeah, he's given the good old Mormon smile, I suppose. So, yeah, he's here today to take some beating for you to show me how you knocked him out.
I have to hit him again. You're making me relive that traumatic moment.
Yes.
Hitting James.
We have gloves, though. It's not going to be bare knuckle.
Okay.
So,
okay, well, let's do it. I mean, I think you got his height right.
So yeah, is this height right?
Yeah, I think this is good. We don't have to adjust it at all.
Yeah, this is what we saw on Wikipedia, so we just kind of went with that. So this is accurate, though?
This is accurate. This is what I remember.
Okay. Suited up.
You look good.
Thank you. Yeah, so I guess that's all I need to do before I start socking him in the face?
Yeah, that's it. You're done. You've already won.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got your gloves on.
So now, what was your technique going into it?
Well, I think mine was just be as lanky as possible.
Uh-huh.
But also, you got to be confusing with your hands.
Were you doing that?
Yeah, so you kind of like, you make him think like you're going to constantly...
So he's always looking at the wrong hand?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
And then what you do is you, instead of jabbing, you throw 2 really light jabs and the last one disguises your right hand. And that was like, that's all I practiced in the gym.
Wait, show me that again? So
so when you're boxing, usually you throw a jab like that.
Yeah.
But you go like that. Oh. So it's like you're confused.
Because they're used to going left, right.
Yeah, yeah. Or they're not expecting a follow up.
Yeah.
And then, or even just doing this in front of their face.
What the fuck? Is that what you're doing to him?
Yeah, you can do that. And if you put your hand out like you're going to jab me, you can just move it down. You can actually move it down and go straight up the top.
This is so fucking scary here. Holy shit.
You can do this.
No, hit him.
I'm sorry.
Hit this guy.
I was enjoying that too much.
My God, that was scary. I just got like a POV. I got like the James POV cam in the fight. That is fucking horrifying. You do not want to be in that position.
I thought I was expecting you to punch me back there, but...
I was role-playing as James.
Another one is like, because of his height.
Yeah.
You give him a kind of like it.
You're giving him a noogie?
Yeah, a little noogie. A little noogie. And then you go for the punch. You know?
So that really throws him off. When he's like, oh, what are you doing to my head? And
there you go.
Okay, so is this a choke him?
Yeah, you can do that as well.
is that legal?
Only if you're in Florida, then that's legal.
Okay, but you were in Florida.
I was in Florida.
So you can do like, bam, bam. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you choking me? You're like, bam.
like that.
Yeah.
So you could fake him out with punches, throw in a little joke.
Yeah, little joke.
Yeah.
Maybe like blow him a kiss as well.
I didn't see you do that. Was that one of your backup things?
I was planning to do that, yeah. But then I was like, I was thinking of saying happy birthday to him as well because it's his birthday, but I was like, I don't.
Was it actually his birthday?
It was his birthday, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
You must have felt really bad.
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but I was also glad I won. So I'm saying all this, but this is in retrospect of me winning.
Right.
And like, if it was the other way.
If you had lost, you wouldn't have cared at all.
No. I would not have felt bad about punching him in the face.
So he did get one hit on you.
Yep.
What is it like to get hit?
Well, when I was training, I got hit a lot of the times in the head. The concussions are not nice. You like blurry vision. You'll see stars. A little bit like this, actually. So if you...
What the fuck?
Yeah, like that.
Are you Schlatt now? What is this? Is this a running gag?
But you know what I'm talking about? You see the little black things in your eyes?
I see mostly blackness with red dots glowing and a glowing orb right in the middle of my vision.
That's what it's like. It's like that, but constantly.
Did Schlatt give you that?
With a headache. No, I just saw it here.
Well, is that a concussion recreation?
Yeah, exactly. You're lucky I didn't hit you with it. That would have been the better way.
So you were just getting concussions every day?
I got a lot of concussions. I had one where I just forgot that I had been to the grocery store afterwards and I came home. I remember looking at the groceries and I was like, how the fuck did I get these?
Oh, shit. Yeah,
so not good. So definitely reduced my lifespan or increased my risk of dementia a little bit from doing that.
Do you think that affects you day to day at all, or do you think that's just an end of life shortener?
I don't think it's affected me now. I think a couple of months after the fight, I still had some things which I could pinpoint to that. Maybe I've just gotten used to it, actually. I don't know.
You're like, I've always been this stupid.
I've always been this dumb.
All right, James, I learned what it's like to knock you out by the person who knocked you out. The odd ones out, more like the odd ones knocked out. Come at me, bro.
I feel like you have to do it now.
Though. I'm not going to do it.
You can't do that and then not do it.
I am not.
That's the rules of boxing.
Really? Kind of like your thumbnails and titles that don't actually deliver on what you say you're going to do?
Yeah, but I still made the thing, you know. Now, I made it.
I put the gloves on and fought James right here in front of you. I did do it.
You have to show up at least. You cannot fight it when you get there. Get in the ring and be like, oh, it was all a joke.
I am not actually fighting James. It's not because I'm scared, it's because I'm busy.
Very busy guy.
And I'm sick that day, too.
Yeah.
Let's go straight into you breaking the law.
Oh, cool. Nice.
You're breaking the law a lot in Australia. Is that right? Yeah. A lot of these things are guns even legal? Like,
so guns are legal, but you need proper gun licenses, which are harder to get
in America. And you have those?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Even if you had a gun license and you were doing some of the things I was doing, you know, probably be illegal.
You're capturing yourself doing these things.
Yep.
Your face is in the video.
Yep.
That's not a fear in the back of your head at all?
I mean, it was, but then this is another thing which has just slowly disappeared. Because, like, I did it once, nothing happened. I did it another time, nothing happened. And then I was like, well, then I'm just going to keep doing more and more.
It's kind of like how you're saying, I didn't die yet.
Yeah, so exactly.
Probably won't die now.
And it's probably a very unhealthy way. That's why I'm like, maybe this has to stop at some point, because how far will I go?
You're like,
I make a nuclear weapon? Like, what's going to... I don't know. It's going to be like...
Are you going to make a nuclear weapon?
I'm not. No. No plans to. Mostly because uranium is very expensive.
That's
hard
true.
To get.
But, although you didn't have a plan to get a laser that could cut people in half, but you did get one of
those. I did get one somehow. Maybe someone from China.
We'll send
AliExpress, if you're watching. Uranium, please.
So you... just people will just send you fun, dangerous things.
Fun things, yeah. But I think it's a lot of the time as well that if I'm just getting rid of the things that I make and I'm not showing, I always omit parts of the video that I'm like, well, if there's something that's actually tricky that someone was watching that replicated it, sometimes I won't show all of that, or I'll put in fake things to be like this, just for like deniability, you know?
Wait, you'll put in fake...
like things of what I did, but I didn't actually did that. Say this worked in this way, but then it didn't work in that way. Just to confuse people.
It'll be because sometimes you don't want to show people how to do it, or because you don't want to show yourself doing the dangerous thing?
Both.
Okay.
More than I don't want to show myself doing the thing I'm not allowed to do.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, this is just held together with rubber bands.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, my newest video, when I put it on TikTok, I was like, this soccer shoe powered by powerful springs. You know? No one questioned it. But other stuff like that, where it's like, you know, if you really know, you'll know, but then it's like...
Yeah.
And there's deniability in terms of, like, you know, footage can be edited and stuff like that.
Cool. So you haven't been arrested yet?
No.
You haven't been killed yet? You have 100% success rate at not being killed and not getting arrested.
Yep. And I'm 32.
So you're probably good.
I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
It's because you're white.
Yeah. So no, 100%.
I didn't want to say it.
It is true.
But it's so true.
It is very true.
It is very true.
Also, I think it's very good that I didn't grow up in America, because I'd be doing all of this with the power to actually own firearms, and I would have 100% died.
If the laws were like they are in America, you would have just had too much access?
I would be dead. Yep.
Just too much access to real weapons?
Yep, and I would have done something stupid, seeing if I can fly with guns. I don't know, something like that.
So when you're there in Australia, does any part of you like, oh, if only I could have bought that thing?
No, 100%. There's a lot of things where I'm like, fuck, if I could do this, I would do, you know, if I could get this, I'd do this. But it doesn't stop me that much. You can just think of, you know, different creative ideas.
So the law there in some way has potentially saved your life, though.
I think it has, yeah.
So you're saying that laws in America, not necessarily that great.
Potentially. Then maybe you can have more fun in America, but I don't know.
More fun, more death.
More death, all of it.
All of it. You get more of everything.
Yeah, it all comes together.
Anything you want, you can have.
Yeah, exactly.
Outside of the danger, were there any videos that you made that were just straight up uncomfortable, or any crazy situations that you've been in?
Yeah, well, probably the one we filmed on my second channel, Boy Boy, which is like political videos. There's a big American CIA base in the middle of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it'd be a fun idea to show everyone that it's there by like sneaking into it. And it's like sneaking in wasn't really sneaking in. We went through one gate.
Yeah.
We got stopped. We got turned around. But in the process, we obviously, you know, set someone's eyes on us. And then when we actually got to the second gate, they were about to let us through. And after the second gate is proper, like, armed guards. But we knew we didn't want to go that far. So when he opened up the second boom gate, we're like, my mate made a joke or something, and that made him look inside the car more. And then he realized we had a camera. And then we got detained by police there for like 2 hours.
Oh, shit. What do you think would have happened if you went through that second gate? Like, that's what it could actually
be. I think it could have been bad. I don't think we would have got shot, but that could have been like, because it's owned by America, and
they're,
you know, the rules don't apply in the same way as like the Australian Federal Police, and they can do whatever they want to you, whatever they think is right, you know.
Right.
But after that was pretty scary, because we got back to our house, then we got a call from the police station, and it was just a cop, and he was like, "Where are you?"
Wait, they just knew your number?
They knew our number. I have no idea how.
What?
Called us, and they're like, "Where are you?" And then we're like, "We're getting on a plane," and he's like, "I need you to come into the Northern Territory Police." We didn't. We decided we want to get out of the Northern Territory, get back to where we live if we're going to get arrested. Then we got on the plane, and we were really surprised. But as we're getting on the plane, we noticed that one of the guys we spoke to at Pine Gap was literally behind us, walking up the tarmac with us, like trying not to look at us with like a baseball cap on. Then when we landed in Sydney, we landed, everyone started standing up, and then the pilot made an announcement, and I knew straight away that it was because of us. And he was like, "Can everyone else sit back down, please? Can Alex Apollonov, Alexa Vulovich, get off the plane?" We got off and there was like 3 or 4 cops waiting for us. They read us our rights, but then they just wanted to like have a chat. They weren't detaining us, so we didn't talk to them. We were just like, no, we're not, like, unless we're being arrested, we're not going to, because when they read you your rights, that's what it's like, you know, they're recording you and they can use that in court.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, no, and we just walked away from them. But then after that, I just kept having cops visit my house for unrelated reasons, literally 10 times in a month.
Just like, what would they make up?
They'd be like, there was a crime in the area. Like, can we come in and see if your security cameras faced the right way? Or they would come in and be like, did you hear any noises about a thing? But it literally was just after that, then it stopped. Me and Alexa were so anxious for months after that.
Holy shit.
And then when we released the video, that was probably the most anxious I've been for a video, where I was like,
did part of you not want to release it?
Yeah, well, we spoke a lot to a lawyer about what we couldn't, you know, could and couldn't show. But yeah, that was scary, because that's something you don't want to, like, you know, there's doing dangerous stuff and then there's treading on the American government's toes, you know.
And then you end up in, like, detained for years.
Yeah, and it's like you get Julian Assange, you know. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's you don't want to, there's pushing the line, but then it's like you don't want to push it too far with big, the most powerful people in the world.
Because you've done dangerous things with dangerous objects.
Yeah.
But this is more of a danger to your entire well-being.
Entire well-being and potentially life as well. So
yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Was it worth it?
I think so. I think it was the perfect level of we didn't get arrested and they pulled us off the plane, which was dramatic enough to make an entertaining video.
Yeah.
Without that, wouldn't have much of a video. So thank you.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there was another potentially dangerous thing we did. Our first ever YouTube video, me and my mate, we went to North Korea to get a haircut.
Wait, you can just go to North Korea to get a haircut?
Yeah, so it was, you just go through a government tour. But the reason we went was because, like, maybe you've heard the story. Everyone was like, every single man in North Korea has to get the same haircut.
Oh, no, I actually didn't know that.
So we were like, no one goes to North Korea. Let's go there and see if these stories are true. And obviously us going there doesn't really prove much because you're on a, you know, you're on a government guided tour.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's very interesting because when you look into it and you look at about the history of like, you can say whatever you want about North Korea and everyone believes it. But when we were there, it was a bit scary because you're not meant to film certain things.
Yeah.
And one of them was soldiers. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to film the soldiers then. So I was filming the soldiers and they got angry at me, deleted all my photos.
Oh, they literally grabbed your phone and deleted it?
Yeah. Went through my camera. Yeah. And that tour company was the same one that Otto Warmbier was on. He was the guy that was detained in North Korea.
Mm.
So it's like that was something as well at the back of my mind. But yeah, wasn't.
Was it scary? Like everyone?
It wasn't that scary, I think, because they're so reliant on tourism that they try so hard. Like they don't want anything to go wrong because the country is already painted in a bad light. You know, the last thing they want to happen is for someone else to die there and America to use it as a justification to go, you know, to war with North Korea. We felt pretty safe, but at the same time, it's always at the back of your mind just because they are watching you at all times and what they consider rude is very different to what you consider rude.
Mm.
You know? For example, one of the times I like pointed at their, they have pins of the leader on their chest.
Yeah.
And I pointed, she like slapped my hand away and was like, she was like, you need to do that.
Pointing is not cool.
Pointing is not allowed. You have to.
You have to present it.
You have to present it like that. Yeah.
So it's like, you just were like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, that's it. Literally what I did.
They're like, no.
No. Yeah, exactly.
How was the haircut?
It was actually really good.
Like, and now you model it off it like, every time.
Slightly different. My mate, though, ever since he got that haircut, literally, it became the haircut. That's all he gets. The same haircut.
It's just so good.
It's the actual haircut was amazing. Massage, what? Wash your hair, hot towel. And they paid like the most attention out of anyone, any hairdresser I've ever had. Probably because they trained to be a hairdresser for 20 years or something in North Korea.
They don't get any other choice.
No.
Is it because you are on a tour and they're like, this needs to look good?
I mean, definitely. But I think that those hairdressers as well were probably, they took us to, you know, the best hairdressers that they had. You know, like you don't want to fall into the stereotypes. But there was one moment that, you know, they don't use the electronic razors, they use the slit razors.
Yeah.
So it's like when you just have this woman with a thing, it's not like, I know she's not going to slit my throat, but I'm like, this is like the Fox News articles you hear about, like hairdresser decapitates man in North Korea.
Right.
It's like, but no, it was actually very interesting, cool country.
Have you done any of these dangerous things in America? Well, I guess you're going to set people on fire tomorrow.
Yeah. I did one with a gun on a robot dog, which was pretty scary.
Uh-huh.
But we had one the other day, which we got, I don't know if we're lucky or unlucky, but obviously you've heard Trump, someone tried to shoot him.
Uh-huh.
That was at a rally and we had tickets to that rally and we had a video written out and we were going to go there and interview people. And then last minute we decided to pull out.
So you were almost there. Do you know where you would have sat?
Well, I think that like knowing us, we would have tried to get there early, probably tried to get a good seat, which wouldn't have been good. And the annoying thing is, even though I know I could have been shot and killed, my stupid fucking YouTube brain is like, would have been the best fucking video in the world. Would have been so cool.
Do you think that's a sign that you're like going too far when you start thinking that would have been cool to be there?
Yes, I think so. I think so. But at the same time, I still think it would have been cool to be there.
It would have been a viral video, but like, is that all that matters?
No, but it's like, it's not just the virality of it. It's more like, it would be very interesting to be there. Like seeing this historical event, even though I obviously don't want to see someone die. It would have been very sad to be there at the same time because someone was just shot and killed. But it's still incredibly
interesting, which is probably a very bad thing that I'm saying.
Sure. That. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of people who are like, oh, I wish I was at the opera that Abraham Lincoln was at. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But you're just trying to make content.
We're just like, trying to make content. And it's like,
which is so crazy. The fact that the word content is just so like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
there's lives at risk.
Yeah.
There's
exactly.
people, someone that died. There's
especially 2 6-foot-4 guys in the crowd.
Surface area.
Yeah, exactly. Height, you know, it could have been very bad. So I think overall, I'm happy we didn't go, but some part of me is like, oh, you know, like, oh, never canceling a Trump rally again in my life.
Like, yeah, I'm excited to hear more about the device that you're going to attach to your balls with jets.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
It's coming soon. That you shouldn't have told anyone.
I know, I'm special. Sorry. The one where you levitate from the balls?
Yep, I'm so excited.
With the saw blades attached to it?
Yep, it's going to be a great
that's
video.
That's going to be cool.
I just hope that this isn't, because I'm getting set on fire tomorrow, that this isn't the last.
This will be the last footage we ever see of you.
Yeah, I mean, at least hopefully it does all right.
So
yeah, it would be so disappointing. What if it's like a 10 out of 10?
Well, if and when you get set on fire and lose your life tomorrow...
I signed an NDA, so it's yours.
Okay,
good.
Give us something that makes this a 1 out of 10 video.
Yeah, I will.
1, 2, 3.
I'm choking. I can't.
Aww.
That's it.
We got that? I'm choking. It. I can't.
And that's me dying.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.